Hey, how you doing, sir? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, glad to hear that. Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in today because we are conducting a small survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering just one particular question.
Yes, what's the question?
All right, thank you, sir. So I will just read the introduction to you so that way I can ask you that question. It's a pretty fast survey, sir. So the introduction says, I'm calling in because Arlington and Alexandria in Fairfax County needs your help. We have the highest crime, highest rate, homelessness crisis, business failures, foreclosures and bullying, and the lowest education performance and home affordability ever in the history of Northern Virginia. And 1 in 6 girls today are raped and will continue to be sexually assaulted unless we stand up and protect them. You know that Jerry Torres is running for U.S. Congress in our 8th congressional district community. He's self-funding his campaign. He's not a politician. He's a national security CEO, humanitarian, and law enforcement expert, and a war veteran, and desperately needs your help to save our community. Please check him out on our webpage, which is www.daughtersuscongress.com. The question right here that we have for you, sir, what are your biggest concerns about our community and the nation so Jerry can better understand and help? Hello? You still there? Hello? Hello? Hello, sir, you still there? Hello, can you hear me? Hello, sir, you still there? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, give me 1 second, man. I'm in a bad area. Hold on 1 second.
Ah, okay. No worries.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now, sir.
Okay. What was the question, though?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the question is, what are your biggest concerns about our community and the nation so Jerry can better understand and help?
In the community?
Mm-hmm. Like, or nationwide, do you think what is the biggest problem you think they should be focusing on?
What's up, man? I would say my thing, I would say entrepreneurs, helping entrepreneurs.
Oh, okay. Definitely. So you are an entrepreneur also?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, man. That's how it is. I did the same thing, man, but I have people putting the rent on me, so I have to close down.
You said people do what on you?
They were putting the rent. They were taxing me.
Oh,
I was getting
yeah, man. I totally understand. Yeah. Yeah, when they start doing that, man, not cool. That's how it is here in the mall, man. What was your store? Was it like a standalone, or were you in a mall?
Yeah. Basically, I have my parents there from Spain. So we have typical Spain food. So Spanish stuff. So basically, and it was a pretty good neighborhood. We used to live in Texas. So we had a pretty nice area. Like it was like next to a bank. We were like right next to a post office and a bank, but still people came in and like, telling us, yeah, you got to pay up. I was like, man, that's messed up, man. Can't go up. We, placed a report, but still the police didn't do anything. We're still getting taxed. So that's not good.
Oh, you're saying somebody like in the community was doing that to y'all?
No, it was a gang. It was a gang. I think they were like the, I think it was blood something. I forgot it was.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that, man.
So, yeah, they were going to our We had a little small restaurant. It's pretty good, man. A lot of people, you know, like the food because my mom, my grandma were helping out cooking. And then I guess it got noticed that well that people started coming in, putting rent. So we had some guys. So yes, I guess at the beginning it was not cool, but at least we were working like we were paying $200 a month. Then they bump it up to $500. Man, like smoke this, man. Whatever. I like no. Man.
So what were they saying? They were trying to protect y'all, or they were just trying to check y'all down?
Protect supposedly because we were like in the middle, like between two people. So like they're like instead of having the other people come tax you and messing with you, we'll protect you. I was like, okay. I was like, whatever, man. And I live on the other side where the other rival gangs were. I was like, man, it's crazy, man. But it was crazy. I was like, I used to live a few blocks away. Yeah. But yeah, I would like to thank you also, sir, for taking time for helping us out. So I will send this out. Thank you for your time and I hope you're a business girls, man. That's the main thing.
Thank you so much, brother. Have a blessed day.
You too. Take care, sir. Bye.